Welcome, everybody. You are now listening to the Monique Rodriguez, the Secret Sauce to Success podcast show. Well, I will be sharing tips on business, being a God-fearing wife, a mom, an entrepreneur, and I'm also going to do a few boss interviews on this podcast show. So thanks so much for tuning in. Be sure to download and subscribe to my podcast show because you are in for a treat. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Secret Sauce to Success podcast show, where I am your host, Monique Rodriguez, and I am excited to do this episode today on strategizing effectively. You have to learn how to be strategic in everything that you do in business and life in general, and you have to do it effectively. I am super excited to record this episode today, and you know, I feel like I haven't recorded in a while because I've been a little under the weather, but thank you guys for still tuning in and listening and checking on me and sending me DMs. I really appreciate it. Before we get into this episode, you guys know I like to read my reviews because that's how you can show me that you appreciate me uploading these podcasts every Monday by leaving me a review and letting me know that you appreciate it and that is helpful for you, because again, I want to make sure that I'm serving you and everything that I'm giving you, the information that I'm providing, is beneficial and you're learning from it. And if not, then maybe I can go back to the drawing board and figure out ways that I can improve in order to serve you better. So I appreciate your reviews, and if you haven't left me a review, please do so and I will read it on my next podcast episode. So this review is from INSJ96, and she says, "Thank you so much for your podcast. I have been binge listening for the past couple of weeks now. I just finished Goal Setting and Why It Is Important. This podcast alone speaks on how humans as a whole should live their everyday lives. And I truly do appreciate that. Could you possibly look into creating a podcast geared towards the average college student who wants to get ahead and start their business with limited funds?" That is actually a great episode that I can record, because nowadays in the social media era, you really don't need a lot of money to start a business. I didn't start with a lot of money. I wasn't in college, but I was a struggling nurse and I was living paycheck to paycheck. So again, didn't have a lot of money, but I can definitely record an episode on how you can start a business with limited funds, because that was my story. And so now when you're in business, you have to be smart about how you do things. In order to build your empire, you have to align yourself with the right partners and collaborators. And when you do that, you have to be very strategic in who you align yourself with, because just because a lot of people have a lot of followers doesn't mean it's necessarily good for your business. You want to be strategic with spending your time and investing, because it really matters how you utilize your time. So this week, that's why I want to focus on strategizing effectively. So before we get into this episode, here's a word from our sponsors. So now let's get into this episode. So I've told you guys before, and I've said this several times, that you have to have a vision for your business. It's very important. You want to create a roadmap to your success, because it's just not going to fall out of the sky. You're not going to stumble upon it. Opportunity doesn't just fall into your lap. So in order to create that roadmap, you got to ask yourself, where do you want your business to go? You have to ask yourself, what do you want your business to accomplish? Or what do you want to accomplish through the business, and then work backwards? I talk about this a little bit in my goal setting podcast, working backwards from setting your goals. So I encourage you to go back and listen to that if you haven't already. You want to consider what it takes to achieve each of your larger goals and go from there. Now, I know that achieving success, it is a process. I'm not here to tell you that being successful is easy, but life is not easy. So if you're going to do something hard, you might as well do something that's worth changing the trajectory of your life. So again, you're going to break down those goals into smaller, digestible pieces that you can work on. Your smaller goals are what's going to challenge you, but not so much that you get overwhelmed by just thinking about them. If you're getting overwhelmed by your goals, that means that you're looking at the bigger goals, the goals that are so large that it's overwhelming you instead of just breaking it down into smaller goals so you're not overwhelmed. You can't look at your business and say, I want to be a $1 million business and just set your focus on that because you're going to stress yourself out because it takes a lot to get to $1 million. So break that down into small goals. As you work on your smaller goals, you're positioning yourself for the next big thing. Before you know it, your checklist will start looking a lot shorter if you set yourself a goal checklist. Now, you can't achieve your goals alone, and you're going to need some help. Sometimes in order for us to reach our dreams, we have to work in step with other people or businesses. And really, no one really gets ahead by working alone. Like I say all the time, you can't build a multi-million-dollar business by yourself. At some point, you'll either have to get out there and network, meet people, because I truly believe that God will put people in your path. He will put someone in your path to help get you to the next level. But it's important to be strategic about the partnerships you form for the success of your brand. And that usually means being proactive, searching for the business or the relationship that you want. So here's an idea. Go to a networking event where you can meet potential partners. You want to be polished, you want to be professional, and be ready to talk about whatever it is that you do. But don't do all the talking. Make sure that the conversation is reciprocal. The other person should feel like you're just as interested in hearing what they have to say when it's their turn as well. So before you end the conversation, you want to hand them a business card or a digital one, or you can tell them to follow you on social media. If you have a digital business card, you can use Haystack or another app on your phone to create and distribute digital business cards, and it is completely free. Me personally, I like digital because I lose business cards. But I do feel that business cards are effective because if someone is interested in your business, they are going to keep your card. Networking events are full of people from different industries and backgrounds, so you have to remember that most entrepreneurs had a professional career before they struck out on their own, most of the time. So when you're networking, you never know who will be able to help you further and vice versa. And I tell you guys this story. When I first started my company, I went to networking event after networking event after networking event. I drove, I got on the road, I did whatever I needed to do to get out and meet people. And this was so uncomfortable for me because I was an introverted person. I was not the type of person to go up to people, introduce myself, to talk about my business because I felt like I was being salesy. But I had to learn to get over that and just try to form genuine relationships and just to tell people, hey, look, just follow me on social media and just see what I'm doing, because I don't want to come off as being pushy. I don't want to come off as a salesman. I really like to get to know people and for people to get to know me. And then you can just see what I'm doing. And that's how our relationship can form. But I had to get out and go to events, raise my hand, ask questions, because I tell people when you go to events and they open it up for the audience to ask questions, that is your time to plug your business. I went to a networking event in Detroit 5 years ago. That is how I met the first celebrity influencer that I started working with. And it was all because I decided to raise my hand, ask a question, and then plug my business. And then I went to the VIP area where she was and offered her my product. And our relationship formed ever since then. And it was from a networking event that I met this celebrity, which is, for you guys that don't know, Rashida off of Love & Hip Hop. We met at a networking event and we still have a relationship till this day because I believe in forming genuine relationships. So it is important that when you go out here and you network, you can't be afraid to talk about your business. And I am not an advocate for just going out to network, to take pictures with celebs, and really just to kind of stalk them because you're a fan. You have to be strategic. And again, I believe in forming genuine relationships with people, because when I want you to talk about my brand, I want it to come from the heart. Okay, so don't be pushy, form genuine relationships, but be effective and strategic when you are looking for those partnerships. And here's what a lot of people forget as they're reaching the successful ladder, they're climbing to the top, that when you are climbing, you should be taking someone along with you, which is one of the reasons why I have this podcast, because I want to make sure that everything that I'm learning, I'm sharing it and providing you guys with the same information, because that is my way of taking someone along with me on this journey to success. It's not always going to be family and friends that's going to go with you. Sometimes it will be other small businesses that benefit from your mutual decision to achieve excellence. And that is why you need to network. Collaborations can do wonders. So don't miss out on making achievements because you want to do it all yourself. Your business is not a DIY project. You need to be just as willing to give as you are receiving. So now let's talk about money. One big reason you need to draw out your roadmap is to keep you from overspending or not spending when you should. As you work towards your goals, there will be expenses along the way. You'll have opportunities to invest in your business through education, networking, opportunities, business lunches or dinners, supplies, inventory, staff, etc. And I'm just naming off a few. And all of those are justified expenses, but they may not all be feasible for you at the same time. Especially when you are starting out. When you are starting out as a new business owner, I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you guys. You're going to be broke. You're not going to have money right away. So you'll have to determine what you can and cannot afford to spend money on. Now, eventually, when you start working and you put in the work, money won't be as much as a feasibility factor. But you'll always have to be a smart spender in order to keep most of what you have worked so hard for. So you make the money, but in order for you to keep the money, you have to work hard to keep the money, okay? Don't take the same habits that you had when you had $20 when you start making thousands of dollars, okay? You gotta be smart with your money. And here are some ways that might make spending less painful. So let's say if you're launching your own product, you may consider crowdfunding. That is a newer way of asking friends and families to invest in your business. You have websites like Kickstarter that are full of entrepreneurs that are looking for startup capital. So the review that I read earlier, these are some of the ways that you can generate funds to start your business. I know this is not a full episode dedicated to that, but these are a few sites that you can use that can help you with startup capital. Kickstarter and crowdfunding. Now, so if you're already in business and you've been in business for a few years, you can consider a business loan from a bank or an organization. You can consider a grant that supports industries like the one that you serve, or you can take the investor route, who are willing to buy a percentage of your company or a percentage of ownership in your company. And you can't always be afraid of giving up equity. This is another reason why networking is so helpful. You just might click with someone who can invest in your company down the line. Just remember that when it comes to business loans and investors, your business needs to have a track record of sales. So all in all, these are some options, just a few options. And like I said, I will do a full episode on funding for your business. But just to highlight that these are some options that you can use to keep your empire growing. Like I said, business is definitely not a DIY project, and you're going to need a strategy to climb to the top. Just think about it. When hikers start out on the trail, they typically have a good idea of where they're going and how they're going to get there. They've looked at their route ahead of time, they've planned their steps, and as a matter of fact, they keep a map with them. So they're sure that they are headed in the right direction. They want to avoid certain things that can slow them down or injure them, which can take them out of the game completely. The same thing applies to your business. You have to think like those hikers. You got to be strategic in business, and eventually you will reach your destination that you have always been dreaming of. And I can tell you this because that was me. I am a very organized person. I set out my roadmap. I had my checklist, I had my Excel sheet, and I followed that Excel sheet to a T until I reached my end destination. So now my planning is a little different. Now I have a whole team that helps plan out marketing strategies to help me become more strategic and effective with my thinking. I have a whole team to help me do that now. So I'm very blessed to say that it can be done. And you guys, look at me, for instance. If I'm doing it, you can definitely do it too. So if you know a business bestie or if you have a business bestie, please feel free to share this episode with him or her, because this episode, I'm sure they will find very helpful. And again, don't forget to take a screenshot, upload this to your Insta story, tag at Exquisite Mo and at The Secret Sauce to Success in your Insta story, just so I can see who's listening to my podcast. And again, feel free to leave me a review. I really appreciate all of your reviews, all of your feedback. It means the world to me. And thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of The Secret Sauce to Success podcast show. And I will see you guys next week. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Monique Rodriguez, The Secret Sauce to Success podcast show. Stay tuned for next week. I will talk to you guys later.